The story of the three kings is a familiar story as we look in about how these men come from far off lands in order to come and worship the Lord. But the question I've always been wondering about is, why would they come? Is to give homage to the king, newborn king of the Jews? Okay. But why? The Jewish people were not a moving people in the world. Why would anybody even think that, oh yeah, that's a king I need to bow down to? It doesn't make sense, because after all, since the time of Solomon, there wasn't really much of a kingdom there. I mean, he was the key player, David and Solomon, and then after that it split apart. Then the Assyrians came in, the Babylonians, the Persians. Then the Greeks came in and took over, and the Romans knocked them out and took over. And it's one of these things, they didn't really have a people. They didn't have a king. They weren't a nation worthy of sending someone to come and worship, to come and do homage. And yet the Magi saw that this was something special, more than just a king. And this is seen clearly in the gifts that they decided to bring: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now gold, that would be a kingly gift. Of course, I always think, you know, the song "Do You Hear What I Hear" is just a little bit strange. A child shivers in the cold, let us bring him silver and gold, as if that'll warm him up. I don't know about you, but I don't usually try to warm myself up with my money. But the gold is a kingly gift. That makes sense that they would bring and offer this to him. But frankincense and myrrh. Frankincense is a special type of incense that is offered to Almighty God. After all, whenever I bring out the incense and we smoke up the place, we come and we look and we see, what's the symbol going on? That, as the Psalms say, let our prayers rise like incense before Him. That our prayers are rising up to God. So incense is something we offer to God. We incense the altar, we incense the gifts, we incense the cross. But it's something that we're saying, these things are being made holy. These things are things that we use to come into the presence of Almighty God. And so this child is not just a king, but they say he's God. We're offering him incense. And then myrrh. This is one of the more bizarre gifts. Myrrh is a type of oil that's used to anoint a body at death. We didn't sing it in the opening song today, but it would be talking about myrrh, its deadly perfume, this gathering gloom. You can look up the words later. It's Song 89. But myrrh is used to anoint a body when it dies. Imagine this. You bring your child to the waters of baptism, and your child is baptized, and then afterwards you go to the party or the reception afterwards, and people are bringing gifts up and saying, oh, and I got you this casket for your child so that in the future they won't have to buy one. Freaky! That's not exactly what we're looking for at the day of the child's baptism. And here we have this newborn child, and they bring myrrh. This is a sign that this child who is king, this child who is God, is also a child whose whole focus of his life is then to die so that we might have life. So we look to these three gifts: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And we look at this, the kings obviously knew, the Magi obviously knew that there was something more, something special about this child. Not just king, but God and Savior. And so they come. They come long distances. They come traveling by night. They come giving up warm beds and comfortable living in order that they may find the Savior. And they even get discouraged as they see that the star disappears, and they go throughout Jerusalem saying, "Where's the newborn King of the Jews?" And they're like, what are you talking about? But eventually then they see the star again, and they are re-encouraged to follow. In our own lives, do we seek out God? God is always there, but do we seek Him out with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength? I think so often we put more other things in as more important. Herod could have found the child. It would have been very easy. He could have been gone out, followed the star, just like the Magi. But he had more important things to think about. He wasn't looking for a king. He wasn't looking for someone to worship. Do we seek out God with the same energy and vigor as the Magi? I think so often we put things that really aren't important in more primacy of place. After Christmas, I went with my parents to go see the movie The Hobbit. Now, it was okay, you know, we went and it was enjoyable. But afterwards, all three of us having read The Hobbit before, we fell into that, how was the movie different from the book? Now, it's a nice little discussion to have, but we're starting to get upset about, well, why didn't they do this, and why did they throw this whole thing in here, and that was a pointless thing, and all this stuff, and we get all upset and having this long conversation about something that really doesn't matter in the least. Let's be honest, it's fiction. It doesn't have any importance. And we spent so much time discussing something that had absolutely no importance. I get the impression that I am not the only one that does this type of thing. And not just about, for instance, fictional movies that come from fictional books, but even sports or other things. We talk and we discuss and we spend so much of our energy and time on something that ultimately will leave us empty, on something that's not important. Yes, we need entertainment, that's okay, but we focus so much on it instead of focusing on Almighty God. What's really important in our lives? We need to look at our lives and say, do I seek after that which will last and not the stuff of this earth that's just going to fall away and be of no importance? Do I seek after that which will last? A loving relationship with Almighty God, which will last for eternity.